Next picture is last but not least. This is a picture of my new stereo, and it's sitting on my dresser. And you can see in the middle is the amplifier and tuner, has AM/FM radio, and on either side of it are the two speakers. And I keep them covered in those little cloth wrappers, and also covered with plastic to keep the dust out. And I really enjoyed it. Well, that does it for this set of pictures. I just sent a whole new roll of 20 in yesterday, some of which I took down at Vungtown. I have about 3 pictures left in the roll in my camera, also mainly from Vungtown. So I'll try to get those off as soon as possible, and when I get them all together, I'll send you another tape. Ruthie, today I got a nice Christmas present, I mean, from Bobby. She wrote me and told me that she was going to send me a couple of books. And she sent me 2 books that look rather interesting. One's by, well, they're both by J.R.R. Tolkien, T-O-L-K-I-E-N. And one's called The Hobbit, H-O-B-B-I-T, and the other one is called The Lord of the Rings. And apparently they're written for children. They're probably satires, and they're very, very long books. And if Bobby recommends them, they must be very, very interesting. A Hobbit apparently is a dwarf, and the book is about a search for a dragon-guarded gold. And it sounds very interesting. Actually, this one called The Hobbit is 169 pages, which seems sort of small. But this one called The Lord of the Rings, which is the sequel to the first book, happens to be 1,000 pages long, and the pages are just huge. So I can't imagine a child reading the book, but it must make good tales to tell children. Maybe if it, after I've read them, I'll be able to tell some stories to the boys out of them. It just looks very fascinating, and of course it has some illustrations on the covers, which I'm sure it interested Bobby very much. By the way, today I packed up some goodies to send home, and I'll try to mail them tomorrow if I get a chance. I've been real busy. The general surgeon who I told you about, Tom Hobrock, who's been on my service helping me out, went to Vung Tao after I told him how great it was. So I'm here again by myself, working as hard as I can. So I'll try to get there tomorrow. And in this is a few little goodies. One is that thing I told you I'm sending for Dick. And please, it's to be opened only in the presence of adults. And it's very special because it certainly reminds me of him. And the other thing is there's 2 little paper fans and one real nice solid ivory fan in the box. That's for Nanny, with my compliments and best wishes. And then I'm sending for the kids some of the shells I picked up off of the beaches at Vung Tao, and I thought they'd be interested in that. And I've taken your advice and have decided not to send anything for our anniversary or Christmas, and we'll just wait till you get there to Hong Kong. They've had some real nice women's watches in the PX, but they have a selection of about 2, and when you get to Hong Kong, they have a selection of about 100 different kinds of these Seiko watches, which are beautiful watches and are amazingly cheap. They're about the same price as a Timex, only of a quality about 20 times as good. I'm sure you're right about that El Paso trip. I don't think that that's what you really want to do. Besides, I don't think you want to spend 15 days away from the kids. As far, I think I wrote you yesterday, or did I mail you a tape? I think I wrote you that the details about this going through Seattle. I think that, and if you can check with the airlines, but it may be a shorter flight to go through Seattle because of the polar route. You know, even though it seems like it'd be shorter to go through Hawaii, it may be shorter to go polar route. I think it's Northwest Orient Airlines is the one that flies to Hong Kong from L.A. via the polar route, or at least to Japan. I think all the flights go through Japan. So why don't you call them and check and see if that is shorter. And if it is, it would be much more convenient to meet her up there. If it's longer, of course it'd be ridiculous to go up that way. But I think it is much shorter. You see, you go over through Alaska, and then you come right over to Japan. You know, Japan is not very far from the Aleutian Islands, which run off of Alaska and right off of Seattle. Seattle's about, 1,000 miles, so can't be more than a 2-hour flight. Anyway, you check on it and see which one is to be the best. And do whatever you think you want to do. I would think that Clio might come down through L.A., especially if the flight is shorter from L.A. than it is from Seattle. Well, yesterday I mailed off all of my Christmas cards, so I'm well caught up on that. I used up every single last one of them. Last one I sent was to the Buckleys. I didn't know if they had seen Bobby's card, so I decided to send one to them. And I wrote the Simoniums and the Bisques and the Ferraris and just about everybody else I could think of. I hope they get them by Christmas. I'm really dreading getting any letters back because that means I gotta answer them all. Oh well, I just put them in a drawer and take my time, and when I get around to them, I'll answer them. Yesterday afternoon, we had a blast out here. We, what we call, revetted our hooch. You know, I don't know if you noticed in the pictures, but most of these hooches have sandbags around them to protect them from mortar fragments. You know, when the thing explodes out here in the open, little pieces of shrapnel can come through the hooch and can do you some damage. So most of the hooches have this revetment around them. Well, they had torn down the revetment in order to put in this slab, so we had a little gathering of all the doctors, 30 of us out here, filling sandbags and putting them up against the hooch. And we really had a ball, and got a little high on beer, and then it started to pour, and just pour buckets, and we just kept working right through it. And it was really quite a scene, but we got everything done that we wanted to. Well, I'm sort of running out of things to say again. Can you believe I'm getting a little sick of salami? I've still been eating it about every day, and it's going to take me at least a month to get through everything that I have. But anyway, what's important is the thought behind everybody sending me all these goodies. That package of cheese you sent, Ruth, is just so scrumptious looking, I can't believe it. But I'm working my way through all the cheeses I already have before I get to that one. I'm saving it for a special occasion. Ruth, you asked me about our chaplain, and I'm not sure why you're asking, but the one we have now is called Father All, A-U-L, and the one we had up until about a month ago was Father Persons, P-E-R-S-O-N-S. I wish you all a Merry Christmas now and goodbye.